last time we left off, you guys had successfully navigated through the necromantic tunnels, or the sewer tunnels more so. You had seen quite a few undead under here, and surprisingly, they didn't seem to be normal. They had stitching marks on them, arcane ruins of sorts. And when fighting them, they called upon magic to attack you guys. This is very weird. Not a lot of you have undead experience. However, the few that have heard of undead, this seems off, to say the least. In addition to that, you guys had fought a few cultists also that seemed to be controlling or bolstering the undead. And you came into a rather large room, whereupon you fought some specific undead that grew in size and still attacked you. However, you dispatched them very quickly. When you look through this room further, Leovar found a secret door. And on this secret door, he told you, basically, he could unlock it, but once he does, it's going to open, and he doesn't have a way to close it. So, that is where we left off.
So we have to open the forbidden door.
And if I recall correctly, we don't have a large amount of spells left.
I got jack shit for healing.
Yeah.
I have 2 level 4 spells. I have my level 2 spells and most of my level 1s, but I have no fireball besides my my bow.
Oh, well, you can always use your 4th level last fireball.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really need it to.
Yeah.
I guess what we could... Oh, I don't know. Yeah, because like if we open it, then we can't close it back, so...
Leomar tells you, he's just like, guys, if I open up, this is a big door. It's a good 20 feet across. Like, the second I open this thing, it's gonna roll open. And that's it. I don't have a way to close it. He points at the wall and kind of goes like, it's gonna split here and roll that way, I think. Doesn't look like there's any traps on it, but I also don't think I can stop it once it starts. I think it's closed from the other side or something else. I don't have the means to close it.
We also don't have the means of time. The longer we idle here, the more likely the girl will die.
Does anyone have a not magical weapon that they are using?
My warhammer is not magical.
Leovar, both your weapons are magical?
Yeah, he pulls out his rapier and his short sword and goes, yeah, they're both magical. Trust me, I don't leave home without these things.
My dwarven war axe is non-magical.
So if it comes to it, give her the magical weapon. If it comes to that. So I suppose we should just go ahead and do it anyways. We've got to at least try.
We got one chance to save her, so...
Let's go ahead.
Does anyone low on health currently? I can swap 1 or 2 spells left, but that's it.
I'm at full health.
Neovar says, he goes, I'm good.
Okay, I'm going to cast Aid on Leovar.
Thank you.
How long...
How much temp health does that give him?
He's going to get 12 temp health.
Okay.
And I'm going to...
And gets +1 on attack rolls and Sarah, save against fear.
Take this blur potion in case you need it.
Thank you. I've never used the type before, but I will use it as best as to my abilities.
It's good to avoid being hit, or at least reduce the chance of it.
Good to know. I will keep a note of that. I take the blur potion.
I take it when we go inside, because it's only going to last a little bit. Maybe? Or maybe should we use it?
I mean, like, take it, like, from your hands. I don't mean, like, take to drink. No. I'll wait until more situational.
Okay.
And then I'm going to bless our score, John.
Oh, you're going to... Okay. Sounds good. How long does that last?
7 minutes.
Okay.
You're doing bless?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think bless is, like, an AoE, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Da-da-da. All allies within 50 feet. Okay, yeah.
So
everyone gets like plus.
Right?
7 minutes last. +1 on attack rolls.
So on the pretty much everything.
Attack and saving, okay.
Oh, saving throw specifically against fear effect.
Fear.
Yeah, that doesn't stack with aid, unfortunately.
Okay, well, let's open her up and get to it.
Right. Leovar rubs his hands together, pulls out his tools, and you see him go to work. Right. Takes him a minute, but you see him kind of push something in the hidden wall aside, and then he pulls out his tools and kind of works on it for like a solid minute. And after a minute, you hear a resounding click, and he just kind of goes like, all right. Couldn't have done it better, even if I tried. And he steps back. Who wants to be in front? It's a... oh, I misspoke earlier. It's not a 20-foot wide door. It's a 15-foot wide door. My apologies. That being said, who would like to be in front?
Should we... Are we going to try to be sneaky? Or just say bloody hell with that and just kind of wall up?
Pretty sure sneaking is out the door on this.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So who wants to be in front?
I guess I will.
Okay. Yeah, I'll flank with Arscore.
So it is a 15-foot opening that's rolling open right now. You know what? Leovar will go next to them. And then Rina and Jess, you want to be behind them?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere near the mid-back so I can cover Vera.
Okay, I'm putting you right behind Leovar, Rina, and then Jess, I'm putting you right behind Ezra. All right, so this large stone wall begins to roll aside. And as it does, you can hear this large kind of rolling mechanism scraping along the ground. And as it does, the center of this stone wall begins to crack open and this horrendous stench comes rolling out. I need everybody to make a fort save for me.
Oh, god damn it.
Oh, boy. Fuck.
Oh, that was almost incredibly terrible. 13.
Ouch. Ezra.
Damn it.
Nat 20.
Nice.
Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. 15. Okay. I have a plus 8, not a plus 6.
Fortitude, right?
Yep.
22 to fortitude.
22?
Yeah.
Okay, you're fine. You're a gnome, right?
Yes.
Okay. Before anything happens, can I say I cast shield beforehand?
Sure.
I want to state it now. I have mage armor and shield on. Shield will last 9 minutes. I got a 9.
Okay. So, Vera and Garth Gorgon, immediately upon this door opening, suddenly feel very, very sick to their stomach. Like, it is just a horrendous smell that comes creeping out of this place, full of rotting flesh and bodies and other things that need not be mentioned. They assault your senses, and for everybody else, you guys manage to pull through. But you two, however, feel mildly ill. You have the second penalty for 1 minute.
Oh, that sucks.
What is that?
Oh, the second penalty is...
awful.
It's not minus 2 on existence.
So, while you're sickened, you take a -2 penalty on all attack rolls, weapon damage rolls, saving throws, skill checks, and ability checks.
So everything.
Yeah, basically, except initiative.
Yeah, and then...
Luckily, oh, that's terrible.
Yay, I'm magic.
Well, good thing I have Bless.
Yeah, the Bless kind of helped buffer that a little bit, but Vera just, like, kind of covers her mouth and just, like, goes... Ooh.
Oh, it smells God. Like a latrine. It smells terrible.
It smells like rotting bodies.
Let's get going faster. Oh,
so,
goodness.
As the stone wall rolls open all the way, you can see this large room. This is unlike the other rooms that you have seen in the fact that the stonework beyond the wall is changed. Instead of being the gray, black cobblestone that was everywhere else, instead in here you see that the walls here are instead a slight yellow, and the grout is a dark, dark black. However, even with just a mild look upon the floor, you can tell that the floors are mired in liquid and, like, they seem to be sticky, for lack of a better terminology. Immediately across from you, you can see that there is a large pile of what looks to be rotting flesh. You can see probably dozens of bodies that have just been stacked on top of each other in a haphazard kind of, like, garbage pile kind of way. And when the door fully slides open, you can see out of the corners of your eyes, on both your right and left, there are two additional piles. Now, if this wasn't bad enough, there also seems to be a 10-foot wall that sections off another part of the room. This other part of the room seems to be raised and seems to kind of look down on this area. However, this wall also appears to be slick and gross, and there is torchlight in here that is giving off mild light everywhere else. However, on this wall at the very top, you can see that it's kind of pushed in, so it would be very hard to kind of like climb over it, like it's specifically meant to keep something in here, which seems uneasy to say the least. However, on the other side, you see that there are two staircases leading up to the second level. However, upon your entry, you see what looks to be probably a middle-aged man standing on the second, kind of like the second higher level up there behind the wall, and you just see him take a look at you. You can only see him from like about the chest up, and he appears to be in full plate, and he has a shield out, and he kind of just like looks down. You can tell like he's looking at the door. Does anybody have listen?
No. I don't.
I have a plus two.
If you have a bonus to listen, go ahead and roll it. Otherwise, there's no way that you would hear this.
Okay. For my total listen, it will be... Give me a second.
I had a 17.
Do you have ranks in listen?
I have bonus and plus two.
Do you have ranks?
No, not ranks. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I have a dirty 20 for listen.
Dirty 20? Alright.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't hear it.
Shit.
However, he seems to turn very quickly, and as he does, you can hear a slow kind of like a dark murmur echo through this area.
Okay, so I'll have out my bastard sword, and I guess, and shield, and I guess we...
How far away is this dude?
You can't see him. He walked away. So, like I said, about here... So there's this right here. So this is a lip, and it's like a 10-foot wall up, and then it vertices inward towards you guys.
Yeah.
And then you see two staircases here. You cannot see him currently.
Okay.
And again, remember, there is someone that you are trying to save.
Yeah.
You can throw whatever you want up there, but...
Just blow up everything beyond the window.
I mean, I know. But... Are we going in?
Yes, I see. Let's go for it, and let's head towards that left, the kind of lefter staircase, I guess. So I'll...
Yes, head towards here?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys good with that? As Brina?
Do we want to attempt to flank, or...?
I don't know if flanking is going to be a good option.
Yeah, if we knew where the staircases led and we could be sure that they led to the same place, I'd say that's a great idea. But
they both seem to lead to
like a landing
upstairs area, like, because there's a second part to this area and it seems to be
like a platform almost.
Yeah, like I would say like it's a platform. It's just the staircases seem to both lead up to that higher platform.
I mean, we could try it.
If that's something you want to try, I mean. I guess. Just hope there's nothing inside of this room.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we need to enter this room.
So let's go ahead and go. Let's. Yeah, we're on the clock.
There's a lot of uncertains, unfortunately.
So lead I'm going to go left. I'm going to go left. That's what I know for sure.
So you go on to the left?
Yeah, so you can put me like halfway through or however much you want to allow us to go.
And everybody following?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So you guys get to right about here.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
When you see that there's a steel barred gate that rolls out and slams shut in front of the stairs. As that happens, you hear a voice. You can't see the voice, but you hear him from back behind this area. And he says, "You may have come for Cora, but I will take her out of here. I hope you find solace in your death." And you hear the body piles start to move.
Ew.
You also notice, everyone make a spot check.
Nat 20.
No. Nine.
Eight.
Karina?
Sorry, just doing math. 24 for spot.
All right, so Brina and Jess, you can see that here and here are some altars that suddenly, they kind of like spin out of the wall. They're not very like big. They're about like probably 2 feet. But after he's done saying that sentence, you can see that these pieces of wall literally flip. And when they do, you can see this kind of cloaked figure with a large scythe on it. And it's standing with it, like, center. And the scythe reaches over its right side. And it's a hooded figure, and it seems to have red glowing eyes. And as it spins, the eyes grow ever brighter. And as they do, you guys feel this oppressive aura of, like, darkness kind of, like, stretch around you. And as that happens, you hear the person on the second level say, "I hope you find my creation to be worthy of your time." You suddenly see the bone piles move. They seem to reconfigure slightly. And as that happens, you notice from the big bone pile over here, a large figure comes bursting out of them, bursting bodies all around it and splattering the bodies that it was not connected to out of its way. To your horror and to your disbelief, you see what looks to be a zombie dragon.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What the shit, David? What the shit?
It lets out this low, gurgling growl as it looks at you. This once dead red dragon appears to be stitched together using wire, thread, and many other things. The stench of the once alive beast overrides the horrendous stench that's already in this room. You see the rotten flesh hang off its face, and the maggots and other things that have been eating into its corpse seem to crawl around. The old wounds or the poor construction of this beast have left large gaping wounds in this creature's skin, showing muscles, tendons, and magic and other things still holding it together. It rears its ugly head at you, and its lifeless eyes peer at you as if to see that you are its next meal. You see its body suddenly start to shift and light up with arcane writing across the body of this creature, entirely making it glow both green and blue. You see its eyes suddenly light up with magic. A single gurgle roar from the undead beast shakes the room as it stumbles towards you. Roll for initiative.
So, Vera, please tell me you had something other than fire spells this time?
I mean, ice storm counts, right?
Except it's undead.
At least it's not fire.
Yeah, my spell list hasn't changed since last time.
That's the problem with undead. Specifically undead dragons. Well, Most of the time they keep their fire immunity and also gain cold immunity.
Do you know that in character, or is that just out of character?
That's mostly out of character, but I'm just saying.
Oh, come on, guys. I thought that was
cool. It's cool, yes.
It's a cool intro, but it's also a cool TPK
if we have no resources to fucking deal with the goddamn dragon.
At least it's not bone dragons, because I think the bone dragons were far worse. Because the bone dragons were like, yeah, I'm immune to cold, I'm immune to fire, and I have spell res. Fuck you.
It's still an undead zombie red dragon. We are left fucked.
With arcane.
On the bright side, we have slashing weapons.
Yes.
All right, Josh.
9.
Ezra.
17.
Rena.
I got 19 for my initiative.
Jessica.
19.
I will use this dice. Okay. Brina. I will mark the dragon. Right. Oh, in case you want a mini for it.
It's still kind of even.
No.
There you go.
No.
There you go.
No. Yes. I say no. It does look cool, but no.
I mimic Brina's sentiment for this creature.
Hey, I warned you when you asked me if I was excited for this session that we didn't exactly leave last session off in best spirits.
I thought it was going to be a bust into the room. There she is. Kill the necromancer. Yay! This is like, oh, hey, get ready for dungeon part two.
This isn't what I expected. But it's going about as well as I had thought it would.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn it.
Well, Rita, what you want to do?
Oh, shit, I'm up first.
Yes. Well, I mean, I could also go.
Yeah, that's true. Jess could go first.
That's...
Jess's probably going to want to back the book
up. Yeah, because I'm... I don't want to be next to this thing.
No.
Can you move me over towards that statue? So I'm going to go to the statue... I really wish one of us had spellcraft. Like that, I'm learning that is...
Or knowledge religion.
Any of the above.
You know
that... Hi, welcome to Gallants. There's a bunch of undead here. Hey, roll knowledge religion. Oh, wait.
Well,
hey, roll spell. Oh, wait.
We don't have any of the most basic of knowledges or skills that...
You have all the odd ones.
Yes, we have all the odd ones. We don't have heal
from the cleric. I mean, I have arcana and nature.
Oh, you have arcana? Okay, yes, never mind. Okay,
arcana.
Never mind.
Hey, okay, you have arcana, but you don't have spellcraft.
Yeah.
That's like one of the two. Like, it goes like, usually...
She's more useful at her craft than I am.
That's fair. Yeah, no. She's doing much better than Ezra. She at least has
one. I build stuff. Hey, can you talk about this move? Nope. I can heal it, though.
Okay, so do I... For Vera, I have never faced dragons.
Nope.
We've talked about that before.
Yep. You've only heard rumors.
I've only heard rumors, which I, out of character, also think would apply to... I might think that invisibility sphere might work. I don't think that I would have any reason that it would not work.
Yes, you'd have no reason to think it wouldn't work.
So...
Well, and then there's also the other added level. Even if you did know about dragon senses, you might be like, because it's a zombie, it might have lost it?
Yeah, I don't know anything about undead
exactly,
either.
Exactly.
So,
double loss.
Yes.
So even
well, you can take what you know from the dragon knights we've faced and use that knowledge, but...
What do I know about them?
Fire.
I don't know.
I don't have anything fire technically except for my bow, which basically just means that I'm down 3 spells.
Yeah, exactly.
So that I don't have any fire spells left besides Burning Hands, and I'm not going to try to Burning Hands that son of a bitch.
Exactly.
I mean, you
try. No, I'm good. I'm good. So let me just see real fast exactly how fucked this is going to be. Is this not in this book?
What are you looking for?
Invisibility. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, interesting. Okay, so it's a 10-foot sphere, so I'm going to cast it on myself. Bink!
All right. Reyna, you suddenly turn invisible. With invisibility sphere, though, I think if she attacks and she becomes...
Yes, so basically we can all still see each other.
Yeah.
But anyone within 10 feet of me, so everyone...
not me.
Yeah?
No, he's outside of that.
Yeah,
I am the only one on the outside.
That's sad.
We all ditched him.
Wait, no, okay, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I'd step one further.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm not making you dragon bait.
Crunchy dragon bait?
So, yeah,
Ezra, very keen on that. So we're all invisible, Ezra. No.
Not me.
You are all invisible.
And I would just, like, whisper, I turned us invisible! And that's my turn! Yay!
Well, I was about to use that blur potion, but now that I feel that... And I'm also mentally sizing up this dragon because I've never seen a dragon before. And I'm just wondering if all these dragons are fucking evil because, yeah, so far every experience has been fucking shit so far.
You can still drink the potion if you want to. That's not, as long as you don't do an aggressive action, the invisibility won't break.
Yeah, and I feel like invisibility is a pretty standard. Like, everyone kind of knows how it works.
Well, she does.
She does specifically. Her Crawford gives her invisibility, so she has, like, a working knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
The fighters may not, because why the fuck are they invisible?
Worked with mages.
They did not cast invisibility on you. I almost guarantee that.
Well, I mean, it worked
with mages. You're a full play. They're like, no, you're two spells. I have to cast invisibility in silence.
Nobody cast silence.
Alright, fuck it. I pop that blur.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling this will only last for so long, either or. And I pop that, chug it down, and pull out Rock Cross, and wait, because I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Actually, you know what? Nope, I'm going to take 10 foot... Wait, so no. You
get outside of Jessica's radius, I think it pops, right?
Yeah,
it
does. I will just stay right where I'm at.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll just stay right there and mentally prepare myself.
Okay, Ezra. You're suddenly invisible.
You've never been invisible before in your entire life.
But this is like the weird, awkward invisible, because you like look over and you go like, are we actually invisible? I don't think we are. I see all of you.
Okay, what this scene is that scene in Jurassic Park where there's suddenly the T-Rex and it's like, don't move.
Nobody move. It can't see
you if you don't move.
Nobody move. And bam.
Okay, so I have my domain spells. Divine Power was the one that was Bucky. Do I still get the strength bonus and not the attack bonuses?
Yeah, so Divine Power now just does the 6 strength and the 10 health. Like,
okay.
Can I have the book that Wild Soul is in, please?
Do I know enough about red dragons to know fire?
You've never fought one.
Okay.
What knowledges do you have?
No.
Oh dear.
No, bro.
My knowledges are no.
Okay, never mind.
I'm just looking to see if magic vestments might actually be useful. Plus one per forecast. Oh, fuck. Okay, nope. Magic vestments is useless to me. I'm going to cast Divine Power.
Neobar will move to the gate, and he pulls out his tools.
Ah.
Josh. Oh, and he does it very sad.
Have I seen dragons like spit fire? Like, yes. I know they spit fire.
You served at Warden Fort.
Okay.
You've seen red dragons in action.
Okay.
You've never fought one. You've always been like way over here, but you've seen them in action. You know what they do.
I know fire comes out of their mouth.
Well, at least the alive ones. You don't know. Yeah.
Well, I'll be fair.
Yeah. You haven't seen them like this.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. I am going to say, fuck it, and I am going to... I'll move over there and then full defensive action.
Okay.
Clack, 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 clack.
All right. So, that's everybody's turn. You see this stitched-together dragon suddenly move its head. It moves its head kind of upwards, and you see it opens its mouth. As it opens its mouth, however, you don't see any fire... this like a billowing of fire appear. However, you see this ball of fire appear, and it suddenly just it shoots out and explodes. Everyone make reflex.
You little bastard.
And we still have a -1. I might just go down, so I don't know why I'm reading up on this.
You said reflex, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, you guys don't sound like you had fun. I'm actually doing pretty well, I think.
Yes, coming from the rogue and the thing that you're, like, amazing at. A reflex save? Oh, joy so joy.
To be fair, I have rolled once before.
This is 100% true.
That's unfair.
Save?
13.
fail. Ezra, save.
Less than that.
It is a spell.
Yeah, still less than that.
Okay.
I rolled a 4.
Yeah, so did I.
Brina.
31 in total.
Fail. No.
11.
Fail. And Leovar also takes new damage.
So what was that about TPK?
We're going to find out.
As long as it's not a full-blown caster, we're fine.
It's I have 32 dragon. Health.
We're okay.
32 health.
We're okay. Not fine. We're okay.
If I, okay, let me clarify.
Even if it's down, a fifth-level caster, in David's luck, it still has a chance to do 30 damage.
And if I go down, we don't have healing.
I still got the wand.
Yes.
And as long as I'm not in melee combat, I do have one backup third level spell I can spell swap.
Fair. Okay,
I just can't defensively cast and spell swap, which is why I'm saying I effectively have no combat healing.
Yeah. Oh, we need to nuke this thing down as quickly as possible.
Yes.
30 damage.
Yeah, what was that, Josh?
That's why I said okay. I switched it from fine to okay. That's our level.
So having that's 4 health now
that's
in round 1
that's
is fine.
Okay. Is not fine.
Even that's okay.
It's not okay. That's dead from anything that it decides to do that is in her vague general direction. If you can get the boss to turn around and focus you only, then yeah, it's fine.
That's why I tried to move over there.
Yeah.
And 19.
Jesus. Ezra.
16.
Sabrina.
I got an 11.
Jessica.
13.
I kind of love how it was like, this one was like, oh, do you take damage? No damage or full damage? That's it. Because the rogues were just like, yeah, no. And everybody else was like, oh, no. All right, Josh, your turn.
Okay, then. So.
This creature does have reach.
I figured how much of a reach?
It looks to be about 10 feet.
I'm moving over towards the dragon. Okay.
Are you getting a melee?
I don't know if I should. So I could just do a regular move and then attack. So I still have full AC.
Yeah, but if you move, remember, I'm asking if you're provoking the attack opportunity.
Because
remember, it's got 10 foot range.
Yes, I know. I will provoke the attack.
Is your AC? Are you charging?
No, I am specifically not charging. 25.
25, you said?
Yes.
Alright. That's it.
Bulks.
15 damage.
Ouch. And I'll do a swing.
If?
25.
25?
Yeah.
You hit?
Still under sickened, right? Am I still under sickened?
Yeah.
So then. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure how long all of this took.
Yeah, because he said...
5 damage.
Just 5?
Yes, just 5. I rolled minimum minus 2. So, it's a magical slashing weapon.
Oh, in that case. All right. Ezra.
Did you... again?
I'm not breaking it.
What sort of action would it be for me to drop my shield?
You have a heavy?
Yeah.
Just call it.
I do have quick draw and.
Well, quick draw doesn't necessarily apply to shields, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Let's just call it like a. What do you think sounds fair? It's like a free.
Does that mean you was.
Unlatch it.
Like if you're
I was
walking.
Thinking either free or move. I was wanting to drop it and charge.
Yeah.
If I can't do it without losing an action, I'm just going to charge it.
One hander.
Let's just call it a free, but you just have to basically drop it in the square that you're in. Like, you can't throw it
or
anything else like that. Just falls to the
wall. No, I'm dropping it where it's at.
Yeah. And we can say that's part of your guild, because remember, your guild has that bonus.
Okay, it is going to get, like, the Dwarven Church bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it will.
Okay, cool. Good deal. So, yeah, losing the shield, charge two-handed.
Did you want to go right next to me or kind of caddy corner?
If he's charging, it has to be a straight
line. Yeah, it has to be a straight line, so it'll be, like, right next to you.
Yeah, it has to be the most direct route.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you look at it.
Where was he?
He was right there, so it's there's there or there. Like, they're both the same.
So that's going to be the most direct.
But that's also just as direct, technically, because it's a straight line straight down.
Well, so what I would argue is that you're always aiming for the center of the beast if you're charging. So okay. You wouldn't go to here. You'd go to here.
Okay.
All right. Go for it.
30 to hit.
You fucking hit.
There's my d10. There's my d10. Strength and a half for two-handing. That's 9 damage. Flat plus 1 weapon. 15 damage.
All right. You dig your axe into the beast. It doesn't flinch. Okay, Jess.
I die? I mean...
I think inherently...
Sorcerer, punk, same thing, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I'm an angsty teenager. Oh, so you're a sorcerer. Or
a rogue.
One of the two.
Like, hey, fuck you. I went through a punk phase. There's still kind of a punk. Fuck you.
So you're a rogue.
Yeah, so you're a rogue or a sorcerer. Congratulations.
I can't even ice storm this thing.
I mean, technically, yes, I've broken into locks and shit. So yeah.
I. So that's useless.
Magic missile.
Is that Leovar still right next to me?
Yeah. He was working on the door until a fireball exploded behind him.
So he's working on the door to try to get it unlocked.
Well, he was. He doesn't seem too keen on that anymore now that he knows this thing can chuck fireballs.
Fair.
He's like, I got my tools out and... What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna... Since I can't ice storm, I'm gonna haste on him.
He would be very happy about that and join combat very quickly.
Yep. So I cast haste... And I'm still invisible, technically, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so is he?
Yes.
Sweet. Cool. And that's what I do.
Right. Actually, he probably has the most health in the party right now, ironically.
Yes.
I got 50.
I haven't been touched yet, so...
Brina probably does.
Never mind, Brina
has
does.
The most health, even when everyone's at full health.
Yeah, I know, right?
Brina, your turn.
I don't want to do this. But I also don't think we should keep this thing alive as much as possible. So I'm going to switch out my fucking rock cross, put that away, and pull out my Dwarven War Axe and start moving.
I respect it.
I feel like this is the worst idea, but I still have blur on.
Do you drop your rock cross, or do you put it away and draw your War Axe?
I'm going to put it away, because I ain't dropping it in this... festering, oozy, bullshit place here.
15, 20.
Right,
there you are.
I'm not dropping it. I don't want the rock cross getting all dirty.
Quick draw. So she, well, no, because isn't it moving and drawing is that's the same action?
That's why she moved.
Could she double move, though?
No, because she put away the rock cross. She didn't drop it.
Yeah, but I thought...
No. You can draw a weapon, but putting away a weapon is also an action.
Oh, okay.
Monster goes. Ezra... Pick a number 1 through 10.
7.
Gotcha.
3.
Okay. Thanks, Josh.
Damn.
Josh, as you attack this dragon, this zombie dragon, you slash at it, some flesh comes out and everything else. It suddenly peers at you. It raises up its claw. As it raises up its claw, you notice one of its claws glows dark black. And it comes out and it touches you. And as it does, you feel this unholy... grasp of unnatural death come over you.
What?
Did it make my touch AC of 13?
Yeah, he's not gonna even humor that.
I figured.
You take.
Is it a fort save or is it a.
Nice. Like, just damage.
Oh, it's just damage?
How much health do you have?
26.
Huh? 30 points damage.
-4.
So, what was that about? We'd be fine.
I said okay. I switched it to okay.
Leovar go. Oh, fuck. Leovar doesn't have slashing weapons.
Oh, he only has piercing?
Short sword right here.
I mean, short sword's kind of slashing, isn't
it's
it?
It's piercing.
Fuck.
He can pick up my bastard sword. For him, it would be a short sword, right?
It would be a long sword.
Long sword. Yeah, D8, long sword.
True, but he doesn't have that proficiency.
He doesn't have long sword?
It's rogue. Don't get long sword.
I thought swashbucklers get
he's
longsword.
Not swashbuckler. Oh. He's a rogue and a dread pirate.
don't have a longsword?
No.
In their picture, they have a longsword. That's the only reason.
They have a rapier.
Wait, would that technically mean I could still use it even though I'm, like, rogue fighter?
Yeah, you can use it.
Yeah, you're proficient with all weapons. All martial weapons.
Oh, dread pirates get light martial. Would that? Oh, no, it's not light. No, it's not light martial. Never mind.
If we TPK tonight, it won't matter anyway.
Neovar runs all the way up. He runs all the way behind the creature.
Gotta go fast.
That is his whole turn.
That's true. He can just go like...
Well, he saw everybody else take the hits. He's like, yeah. Well, it's not cool.
Yeah, he can move 120 feet as a double move.
Good God.
All right, initiative, Josh.
Floor?
I'm on the floor.
Right.
Like I bled out again.
Josh is on the floor already?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that touch was. Negative 4.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Negative 5.
Ezra.
6.
Brina.
22.
Jessica.
16.
All right. Brina, your turn.
Okay, as I'm moving, I start to pull out my shield as well and attempt to close that gap.
Okay.
You will provoke an attack of opportunity.
You will provoke an attack of opportunity. Yeah.
I understand, but I also have blur, and I hope the high fucking hell it misses. I hope.
Fair. Okay.
Fair.
We shall see. What is your AC?
With the shield is 21, but also blur.
Yeah, so it's definitely going to hit.
Fuck.
And then... are we calling high or low in your favor? You're going to set the tone for the rest of the game.
It's going to be high in my favor.
So high in your favor, so that means an 80 through 100 on this.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I beat you.
Oh, fuck.
Rip.
It's okay. Brain's got health, to spare.
Surprisingly.
I'm going to start taking it now.
With oh, God.
Solid 22 damage.
Okay. 22? 22. Yep. Okay.
22. Go ahead and do your attack.
Okay. Since it's only one, since I ran up to it, and gonna attempt to smack it in its face.
Flank because of the Leobar. So
awesome, nice. Possum.
Plus 2.
But it knows I'm there, so I don't get the sneak attack, so fuck.
Well, it's undead, so.
So does that mean yes or no?
No sneak attack, plus 2 to hit, though.
Okay. To my attack, or do you mean plus 2 to my damage?
Your attack.
Okay. Okay, so...
You have 28? Plus 3 to your attack overall, though, because of the other spell.
Does a 28 hit?
Yep, 23 hits.
I said 28, but
28
yes.
28 hits.
Let's see. That damage. 1 damage, guys.
Hey, fuck.
Plus your strength. Plus your strength.
Plus my strength? Okay. 2 damage, guys.
Plus weapon doesn't add damage.
No.
But oh, it's just does, for overcoming damage reduction, right?
Huh? Doesn't bless?
No, it's just plus 1
to
attack.
Adds to attack damage. Yeah. Prayer adds to damage.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Alright, so 2 damage?
Yes, sir.
Leovar goes. So Leovar pokes this thing a whole bunch. Doesn't do a lot, but it's there. Alright. The zombie goes.
Shit.
Let's see. Brina, you attacked this thing last. Or, it's between Brina and Leobar. Brina, think of a number between 1 and 10.
5.
That is directly between 1 and 10.
Okay.
I tend to like the balance, you know?
Leobar. This thing turns around and attacks Leobar.
Nice.
Hit Leobar a couple times. He doesn't look fantastic, but he's not. So you see this big zombie dragon turn around and seems to be done with Leobar poking at him in the butt. And you just see him unleash a torrent of bites, scratches, wings, and a tail. Leobar successfully dodges most of the more deadly attacks, aka the tail and the bite, but seems to get clipped by one of the wings pretty hard, and a claw on the wing also hit him after that. But he's still standing.
Jessica. This thing's big enough to have 6 attacks.
That's awful. So the gate that closed that leads up the stairs is metal, yeah?
It's like a steel bars.
And the thing that's behind me, it's stone. The statue that turned around and has like the presence
It's stone. It's like an engraving. the stone, and it had like a mechanism that turned around, and it's got like glowing red eyes right now.
I'd have to have enchantment to tell if something, or I'd have to have spellcraft to tell if something was an enchantment, right?
Yeah, in general, spellcraft would tell you if there's something spell going on.
Would Arcana help if it's an Arcana spell?
So generally, spellcraft gives you the ability to understand what the spell is doing, and then use your knowledges to understand exactly what school, what spell, everything else like that. Knowledge Arcana is more broad. Spellcraft gives you spells specifically.
Yeah, I mean, Knowledge Arcana just gives you a plus two on your spellcraft checks, but...
I have Break Enchantment.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, I don't even think that I can use that, because that's a fourth level spell, and I don't have any more.
You have another Haste?
No, I don't. I have no four or three level spells.
Magic Missile.
It's either Magic Missile or... I'm gonna just go ahead and do Magic Missile this time, because mine don't do much, so I'll cast Magic Missile.
Cool. I need you to make a spell check.
So I rolled an 18. Lovely. 5 damage.
Are you an 8 level?
I'm an 8 level caster. Yeah, 5 damage. I rolled 3 ones.
So 6 damage.
Yeah. I rolled... Okay, so...
Plus then, 1 on each of those.
Yeah. Okay, so... 9 damage.
Okay, I was just like, I don't think you can get 6.
That's not possible.
It's a wrap.
I attempt to smack this thing in the face with my Dwarven War Axe a bunch. And by a bunch, I mean twice. 23 and 20.
Both it.
20 damage. And 13 damage.
20 damage? Good for you.
Yeah, I've got a plus 10 currently because two-handing. And nice. Max.
Nice.
And what was the second damage? Sorry.
13. And I have solidified my death.
That was everybody's turn. Initiative.
There might be hope. I rolled high.
Oh, damn it.
Have you stabilized, Josh?
No. Negative 6. I can go down to negative 14, though.
Shit.
Okay, Ezra.
19.
Rena.
I got a 22 for initiative.
Okay, Jessica.
8.
Ezra, you got 19, right?
Yes, sir.
Leobar will go first. That's it. Leobar did his turn. Rena, it's your turn.
Okie dokie, then. Well, then I'm going to attempt to smack this thing a few times, since I can attempt that. Smackity smack attempts to attack. 23, does that hit?
Yep.
Okay. And then attempted attackies for number 2. But I'm assuming 5 misses.
How'd you get 5?
I rolled a 3. Oh, wait, no. That would be an 8 then.
It still misses, but still.
Yeah.
What's your second bonus to hit?
For a Dwarven War Axe, it's a 10 and a 5. I rolled really badly.
And you're adding Bless, right?
And the plus 2 from Flank, right?
Nope, I did not realize that, so... Then that'd be 11. I still miss.
That still misses, but it's a lot higher than 6.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I hit once at least, guys. Yay!
Alright, we need anything we can get on this thing right now.
Okay, 4, 5 damage, guys. Getting them big numbers for the smackity smack smack.
Ezra, your turn.
2 hits.
Go for it.
28 and 28. Cool.
Wow. Fucking pump it.
Like we always say, I roll good when I fucking need it.
It is very, very true. You roll like
18.
Way above your weight class when you need to.
18 and 11.
Okay. He's unhappy. Ezra.
Yep.
It attacks
21.
You.
That's gonna hurt.
21.
Yep.
So that's a hit. That's a hit. That's a hit. That's a hit. That's a crit. That's a crit.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! All those 2 crits.
Yep.
I'm dead.
Yeah. Like, that's gonna be the third.
That's gonna be like 70 damage.
Yeah.
That is. So the first hit does 12 damage.
Okay.
6 damage and 8 damage.
Okay.
5 damage and.
Let me guess, he crit the most deathly hits too, didn't he?
No, his crits were on the shittiest damage, so don't worry about it.
Oh, thank God. As if it was the bite that crit.
11 damage. 15 points of damage.
Fuck!
Are you out?
Negative 1.
Damn.
Oh! Yeah.
So there goes our little healing.
Jessica.
Okay, so I'm going to try to summon unicorns.
Okay.
That would be great. How do you want me to do 1d3?
1, 2 is 1.
Okay.
3, 4 is 2. That's 5, 6 is...
That's what I thought. I just wanted to clarify because I rolled a 5.
Yeah, so 3.
Okay. Mini. Unicorns.
So those all pop out around you?
Yeah. I'm just surrounded by a fucking...
unicorn wall.
They're large, right?
They're large.
I'm gonna mark them as triangles just for.
Yeah, that sounds great. Good God. Okay.
I'm so happy about this.
All right. Well, that's my.
That's your turn.
All
right. New initiative. Josh.
Nope. Negative 7.
Ezra.
100. I do not stabilize.
You got a flat 100?
What the yes. fuck? Isn't that worth anything?
An extra
not in this roll.
No.
Technically, that's how we do it. If you roll 100, you technically take an extra point of damage. Ugh. If you roll a 1, you stabilize and get 1 health point back.
Oh, is that?
That's ass.
It's just that no one ever rolls a 100 or a 1, so it never comes up.
Oh, I guess I'm negative 3 now.
Good fucking God.
Rena. Jessica.
18.
I got 22.
All right. You're first.
Fuck. Okay, attempt to attack the zombie zom-nom dragon. Oh, lordy. Oh, fucking no. It's a 1.
Oh,
it's dear. A 1. Okay, that's like the first one for the night. And let's roll d20 for that. Rolled a 12 for that.
Nothing bad happens.
Okay. I attempt to attack again and see if I actually don't fuck it up this time. 11. Guys, I'm not doing so hot with this bullshit.
11 misses.
It's yep. not a 1.
Leobar goes.
But it was a 3.
Please tell me I brought this thing to like 3 health for Leobar.
Leobar just rolled 2 ones.
Oh my god.
Oh.
His 11 doesn't break, but I just thought you also did.
That's going on the list as well. So 3 ones back to back to back. Great. Fucking right. Dandy.
Jessica, it's your turn. Your unicorns look at you. One in particular blinks. And he just kind of goes, do your unicorns have names? Have you asked their names?
I haven't asked their name. Well, no, I would have asked their names a long time ago.
The name that I'd have. Unless you want me to name them.
Do you want me to name them right now?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh my god.
I'm going to start coming up with names. Don't beat me.
This is staying in. All of it until they are named.
Okay. Because this is in the top unicorn, famous unicorn names for boys. The second one is Bill.
All right, you have that's gonna be your main one. That's gotta be number one. Number one is Bill. Bill the Unicorn. Oh, that reminds me of that Pegasus that we have in the other campaign. What was his name? Frank.
Pegasus.
That was just the most upward towy dick.
The other two are Faye and Jasper. Wait, no, Jasper can't be one.
Yeah, Jasper can't be one. Faye's not even good.
Okay.
May I suggest one?
Yes.
Dagnus.
Okay.
I didn't say it was good.
Can one be Periwinkle?
No.
Do these names are off.
Bill Dagnus.
She didn't like Dagnus, so.
Oh.
I thought Dagnus was fine, but apparently not. Let's go to the handy dandy elf book.
Carnifex?
That's hard to say.
They're unicorns. Not only are there crumpet. Unicorns.
I do like crumpets.
They are fucking fey unicorns.
They are fey unicorns.
How about Elamar?
Yeah, I like Elamar. On this list also, I would like to say Charlie is on this list.
Of course, yeah.
It's the internet.
Hey, Charlie. Charlie. What? What do you want? We're going to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
Okay, you need to stop that right now. Like, specifically at that moment, because anything longer, I think, falls under the fair use terms.
No, you're fine. And you're not.
There's literally, like, a 30-second limit for anything like that.
I know,
really? We're not using, stopped.
But we're specifically not using a recording of it, so we're totally literally fine. So, it's just words.
Dude, Critical Role has almost been hit with some of that shit.
Really?
And they're just...
I don't doubt it because I know for a fact on D&D streams they fucking listen to it on music and what you're talking about. It's better not to reference it too much.
Yeah, but music is one thing.
What about Marcello?
Marcello?
Yeah.
Marcello's not bad. I still think it looks better, but Marcello. Okay.
So, Bill, Marcello, and what was that other one that you said?
Elamar.
How about Aurora?
Aurora can be the odd fourth one out when I level up.
Okay.
Aurora will be the one that shows up every once in a while. Like, I'm lonely.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Well, it would be a different one, though. Every time she summons different ones, right?
That was up to her.
I mean, for the story of it, I want it to be him. That's funny.
Unless the Fey world, like, moves at a different time rate than us, so that's how they can cast it again. It's already been a day in the Fey world. Well,
no, because then I have to make every summon work that way, because I like summoning the square thing as you summon the same thing throughout the day.
Oh.
Yeah, it just hurts my...
Makes it
combat. Relationship?
No, it hurts my combat effectiveness.
Because then you effectively have it once a day. Yeah. Because they use up other spells.
Yeah.
No, let's just say he comes back with full spells. That's fine.
Okay. Cool, they're all gonna move up and all gonna try to heal the down motherfuckers. Well, I'll ask Bill to stay with me and heal me real fast. Cure medium is... Cure mod is 3, isn't it?
Two.
So, first Bill, then one on Gar, and one on Bosgrim.
Yeah.
So, I get... Do they get a plus to it?
Yeah, they get plus 5.
Plus 5? Okay. So, I got 8 health. Woo! Hopefully it's better for you guys. Much better. So, 16.
Okay.
For who?
For Gar. And 16 for you.
Yay! Oh no.
I just need to keep healing. I know. Don't get up. Don't get up.
Okay.
Does...
It's your turn.
Yeah, I know. Does the magic circle against evil affect the dragon at all? Or does it seem like it might be affecting it
at
all?
Magic circle, because they willfully entered the area. It's not like the creature tried to invade their area. So, technically, the unicorns will have extra defense against the creature.
Okay, but that would be kind of it, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. Magic missile. Pew!
No spellcrafter.
Spellcrafter or spell res?
Sorry, spell res.
14.
14 damage? Yeah, or 14 total. Bounces off.
Okay, then that is my thing. I am going to take one step closer to the statue thingy. And that's my very long unicorn naming spell.
Cool. Alright. The dragon goes.
Please don't.
It
There are at least more
attacks. Unicorn number two. Do you have health?
Yeah, do you want me to just go with average?
Yeah, just go with the average.
So they all have 42. What was that middle one's name that you named again?
Oh, Elamar.
So I'm going to say that's Elamar.
Okay. Well, Elamar's interrupting.
Ow.
Crit.
Oh, it's AC. It's somewhere on here.
I think it's 20 after the magic circle.
Yeah, because its normal is 18.
Yeah, so about an extra two. So, crit, hit, miss, hit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Oh, boy. It's not good when he has to math.
Alright, the bite hits for 33 damage.
What the fuck? Great.
And then the claw hits for 8. And
it's down.
And then number 3 will take 8, and then the tail will hit for 18 points.
So Marcelo has 16 health left? Or I thought, you said the third dragon, or the third unicorn?
Elamar?
That's the second. That's the one that just went poof.
Oh, okay. Marcelo, okay, sorry. They're yours, not mine. Sorry.
I was looking at the one of them just went poof. One has 16 health left.
One is very uncomfortable all of a sudden. Josh and Ez, you are both underneath this thing, laying down. You awaken to unicorns touching you, but then you also see
one
this
poof.
Zombie dragon just ripping up a unicorn.
I will...
Wakes up.
What's the attack negative of being prone?
Negative 4?
It's -4. Negative, you guys four? Have a standard action right now since you woke up at end of round.
Do we risk it?
Just remember, as long as you're on the ground, it gets +4 attack for you.
Yeah, but if we get up,
we're gonna get smacked.
It makes us unconscious.
Or dead.
I'm a swing from the ground.
Yep. Same.
I attempt to swing.
You do not have flank while you're on the ground.
I figured as much.
I'm guessing my divine power wore off because I went unconscious as well, right?
Is that a concentration, or does it just hang out?
I want to say it just hangs out, but yeah, it doesn't have a concentration or anything. It just has duration rounds per level, and it hasn't been 7 rounds yet.
I got 25 to hit.
You hit. It's still on then.
Cool. Because we're in round 6 of combat, right?
Yes.
And I cast it in the second round, so I have 2 more. Yep, I attack once or twice.
Just once. What'd you get?
7 damage.
Okay.
21 to hit.
That is.
18 damage.
Bloody hell. I know I rolled like poop, but still.
Dude, two-handing a fucking +6 strength.
Fair. 11.
Ezra.
17.
Rita.
I got a 9.
Jess.
Also 17.
Oh, Leovar's still unconscious on the other side, isn't he?
He's still conscious.
Oh, yeah, he's still going?
He never went down.
Yeah.
I thought he went down.
He got hurt really badly.
He never got struck.
Did my temp's health save him?
It certainly helped, for sure. Ezra, your turn.
It's dying, or we are.
That's what we got to think of it as.
Remember the -4.
Yeah, 19.
Miss.
Fuck.
You get a second attack, though.
Nope, didn't roll high enough for the second attack.
Ooh, okay. Fudge.
Maria.
Oh, fuck it, duck. Here we go again. 30 in total.
30?
Yes.
You hit.
Okay, and I attempt for the second attack. 15? Does a 15 hit?
No.
Okay. So only one of mine hit.
Did you add in Bless and the flank? Okay.
Yes. I rolled like shit.
Okay. All right. She doesn't get much on her second hit.
Nope. 6 damage. Woo! Doing all the big numbers.
Okay. Josh?
I attempt to swing from the ground.
Good for you.
Oh, poop. 18.
Yes. The guy just woke up and fucking spasmed and fucking just totally hit. Now that you've been awake for around, like, tired.
19?
Damn.
Brittany, you already went, right?
Yes, I literally just did.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I forgot to scratch off your initiative, so I was just like, wait. could have swore you just went.
No, you're good. You're good, man.
It'd be nice if you could crit me more, but you can't. It'd be nice if you could crit, but you can't. It'd be nice, but you can't. Stop it. Jessica.
Still plus five even for Cure Light, right?
Yep.
Okay, so gonna heal Ez again. Do I have to roll for defensive casting? Or I mean, because it's a touch thing.
I think for them it's a spell-like ability.
Yeah.
So I don't think it comes with that same negative, but if it's not a spell-like ability and it's just a spell for them, then...
it would.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a spell-like ability.
Yeah, so you're good.
Yeah, because they can do detect evil.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Eight more health, Ez. And then the unicorn is going to take a 5-foot step back and be like, fuck that. Bill, meanwhile, I will begrudgingly ask him to heal Gar. Or actually, no, heal his buddy. Fuck it.
Okay.
Yeah. Eight more health for his buddy, so.
You're keeping track of that, yeah.
Marcelo just complains. This is awful. Why do you always do this?
All right, Brina, the Durgan looks at you.
Uh-oh.
Stop looking at me, Durgan. I also still have blur on Durgan.
The Durgan does not care.
No Durga Durga. I don't like Durga Durga. No Durga Durga.
What is your AC?
21. Okay. But I don't know what blur adds in.
So what blur will do is that every time I hit you, there's a 20% chance that it misses.
Only 20?
Yep.
This bull.
So you said 21 was your AC?
Yes, it is.
So all of them hit.
Damn it.
Right.
Okay.
Now let's see how many miss. So, you got lucky. The bike missed. That's it.
Oh, I didn't actually.
David, how many things does this thing have to hit?
True.
Six.
Go ahead.
Oh, I probably passed the spellcraft. I rolled a 16 or the
spell list. Do your damage. While you're doing that, I'm gonna beat up Brina.
Yeah, you are.
Right.
Bite, two claws, two wings, and a tail.
Jesus.
First one hits you for 7. Next one hits you for 10.
16 damage.
Next one hits you for 6. Next one hits you for 8. And last one hits you for a solid 17.
Ow, guys. I'm gonna need some help after this.
Don't know what to tell you.
Initiative. Josh.
10.
Ezra.
16.
We're only really good tonight, Ez.
He's trying not to die.
I got a 22.
Jessica.
I also got a 22.
Okay. Jessica.
And in rolling well, I will just state you crit me twice in a round.
But six attacks.
But yeah. They were the worst crits possible.
No, but still twice.
You want me to crit you with the bite? I will fucking gladly do that.
I would prefer not.
Yeah.
At all.
Just saying. So, will they go up and heal?
Bill probably would. How much health does...
24. So that's kind of... Yeah, I know.
I don't think he would. He'd kind of be like, I just saw a homeboy get, like, ragdolled.
All right, well... Bill, just go up and do a...
Number 3 will come back light. And kill you, though.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. So, that on me. So, 10. And then, Bill... Where's...
Gar? Either or. He's in range of either. Honestly, good point. He's a unicorn. He's not really. They're both good characters.
Yeah, that's true. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ezra it is. 7 health.
All right, Ezra. 7 more health.
And I'm going to try to hit it with a magic missile.
This is my last round of divine power.
19.
That passes.
Okay, cool. 14 damage.
Okay. Reyna, your turn.
All right, we're going to attempt to attack again. 19 misses, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Okay, attempt for the second. That's even lower. I'm not going to bother. Just,
Monster goes.
It beat my... Oh, fuck.
Hey, to be fair, I think this has been rolling like shit for initiative like the entire time.
It's a zombie. It does... It. If anything, it has like a negative initiative.
Oh, never mind.
Jess, I hit you. Well, I hit them.
That is a very big distinction.
20 damage.
To which one?
Number one, Bill.
No, Bill!
Bill Nye, that unicorn guy.
Two more hits. 12 damage and 12 damage.
He's down. Poof. Poofs away.
I was about to say Bill Nye, so please don't die. But, yeah, that worked out well.
Did you mean right,
yeah.
That'll destroy
them. Okay, so I won't do that anymore?
Yeah, yeah.
There's three people in front of him right now. So, in all fairness,
D6?
Yeah. Josh, Ezra, and Brina's character. So,
what about Leovar?
Leovar's behind it. It's... Leovar's not doing... He's doing like 1 and 2. These are all doing like 10 to 20 a shot.
Got it.
Not to mention, it's a zombie. It's pretty stupid.
I hit thing in front of me. Grrr. Brains.
Josh.
Oh, god damn it.
First attack on you.
Fuck. 21.
Don't be hiding.
God damn it.
9 points damage.
Exactly 0. All right. Look at that. This is a fun night for me.
Brina, next attack on you.
This might be really bad, too.
What's your AC?
21.
I miss. And oh, Ezra.
Thank God.
Last attack on you.
20. 20.
20?
Yep.
I miss.
Yeah.
I, however,
all of us are in one-shot range.
Ezra, your turn.
Well, I was going to do something stupid to the benefit of Gar. Now I'm just doing something stupid to the benefit of myself. I stand up. You crit, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I'm so sorry.
I'm probably dead. This thing's been doing 20 damage on a shot without a crit.
I did 33.
So I'm not dead, so I'm at negative 5.
Oh, so he's okay. Leovar's turn. It's Josh, you're down, right?
Yes.
Okay. Stop critting.
Is it like a nat 20 crit or like a 19 crit?
Well, it's got rapiers and short sword, yeah, but so he's going 19-19. It's like,
hey, but he's hitting. That's
he is hitting.
The important thing. He will eventually kill it with like one damage around.
He's literally doing like one damage around. Or none. He did 2 damage that whole round.
Mm-hmm.
Initiative. Josh, you're at 0, right?
Yeah, 0.
So, if you want to, you can push it and get a standard action in.
Oh, fucking, okay.
On the end of your turn.
Do I roll for initiative?
No, no.
If I'm doing it that way?
You were down to 0 last turn, right?
Yes.
So, if you wanted to, you could push it. You'll drop yourself to -1. You'll start bleeding out, but you'll have one standard action to get, like, a last 2 rod in.
So, end of this round?
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
You want to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we'll see if I get to that.
No. The end of the last round, so you would take it right now.
Before initiative.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, I think I went last round.
Oh, did
no,
you?
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't think you did.
Oh, okay, that's why I got confused. I couldn't remember. Okay, so yeah, end of round, then I'll...
Yeah.
If it...
That's why I was going to get up that round, so you would be able to get up and use your full base attack.
Well, let's see how it goes. It didn't go very well.
Oh, boy.
Did you get up so you can use your full base attack?
No, because then I die.
No, because I took the attack of opportunity.
Oh, that's yes, the you whole did. Sorry.
Reason I got up.
Sorry. Yeah, I stand. Well, no, because I can't do that. I only have one standard action, because I'm at 0.
Yeah, because he's at 0, he has one standard action. You know what? You can use letter experience.
To reroll. I'll use letter experience.
To do up. It.
Oh.
To get up.
Okay.
And then you'd be able to do a full okay. attack.
Full.
Yeah, use your letter experience, get a full attack off.
Go okay. Play. Okay. Sounds good.
At 0. That truly does. Heroic last turn.
That does dry us out from any and all lettered experience. I'd like that to be known.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so a nat 20.
Well, it's not critical, but it's yeah. a great last heroic.
Yes. 10 damage.
Okay.
Do I get my second attack? Or yeah. no?
Yes. Okay. That is the point of this.
I missed 17.
Well, you try.
Tut-tut.
Did you add flank and bless? Added, like,
flank and stuff, right?
Oh, so 19. Still misses.
And the bless?
He's done.
Does the bless go off, though?
Because it's +1.
But doesn't that go away when you initially went down?
I don't think so.
No, it didn't go away when he went down. It might have gone away when you went down.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking. I assumed it went away.
Concentration?
I thought we just determined it wasn't.
No, that was his
divine power. No, that was divine power.
Ah, got it.
I assumed it didn't.
But no, unless you generally... Let me just check.
I was treating it like you would the bardic music, where it goes like, oh, the bard goes down, everyone loses the effect.
Bardic music is something you have to focus on. Unless you don't have to focus on.
Yeah, it's not showing his concentration for that either, so.
I got a nat 20 for initiative when we do that.
Yeah, no, you still have it.
Okay, so then unnat 20.
An unnat 20 hits.
So then 14 damage.
Initiative.
Okay, so now.
Now you're.
Yeah, I bleed out again.
Ezra, you're down, right?
I didn't stabilize.
My initiative is 17, 18, 19, 20,
22. 22
total.
Okay. Rena, your turn.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I poured the beer. Attempting for the first hit. Holy shit. I got an at 20, though it doesn't matter because it's undead because bullshit of undead.
But fuck you, Dave. Hit is what I hear.
And then attempt for a second attack.
Yeah, go for it.
18 for a second attack.
Nice.
Okay, I kind of figured. But I don't even really get to crit this thing because it's undead. So I can't even do the times 3 damage, motherfuck. Bastard. 6 damage, guys. 6 damage.
Okay, Jessica.
I need to see the map. I'm gonna have the unicorn do something stupid and attack the statue.
Okay.
To see if I can break it, to see if that does anything. Like, it has an aura that you said about it, so I'm like,
You can attack roll.
And it only took a 5-foot step, so technically it could be a full attack.
If it even gets multiple attacks.
Does it?
Oh, it does?
I'm
okay.
Looking at the sheet right now.
Oh, okay. I just would have guessed it wouldn't have.
It has a horn and 2 hooves.
Oh, okay. Yeah, duh.
Well, it's probably just going to attack it with its horn, not its hooves. Because the horn's magic. Its hooves are just... It's not going to want to just clop stone.
Yeah, it's not. It's a person punching, essentially.
Yeah.
Have you been stepped on by a horse?
Yeah, but horses don't regularly, like, clop into stone. Like...
Okay.
If you want it to attack it, that's fine.
It's fine. 26 to hit.
He hits the stone right center.
16 damage.
He takes a chunk out of it, but it's still there. It's still blowing.
Okay.
Do the 2 hooves.
I mean, I rolled an 18. So 21 to hit. And natural 20.
Okay.
Don't know why that's happening, but whatever. So 6. So 9 damage.
Okay. So he clobbers it as much as he can. He breaks some of the stone off and digs into it and jeers it, but it's still there, sort of still glowing.
Okay, so that didn't do anything to damage the aura that's in this room or anything. So I will just try to do magic missile on this fucking dragon.
Because you're casual.
Yeah, I rolled a 14, so. So, 16.
Okay. All right. The dragon goes. Jessica, what is your touch AC?
Great. I'm not sure with mage armor and shield.
Doesn't add to it.
The shield?
No, shield does not add to it.
So, 15.
Your touch is 15?
Yeah, because the only armor I have is dex, and...
You have +5 dex?
I have +3 dex, and I have a deflection modifier and dodge.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. Sorry, I was just like, that's really high touch.
Mm-hmm.
The creature hits you with a Melf's Acid Arrow.
Great.
Deals 8 points of damage.
Lovely.
All right, initiative, around the board, please.
Bleeding out. -3.
Ezra.
Why can't I be rolling for loot right now?
Are you rolling the hundreds?
I've rolled above 90 for every single.
Jesus.
Good God.
Brina.
22. These dice like the initiative, but they don't like attacking. Jeff.
15.
Josh.
I bled out.
All right, Brina.
Okie dokie. I attempt to attack again. First attacky. 19 misses, I'm assuming. A second attacky. Holy shit, guys. I rolled a nat 20 for my second one, but it still doesn't do shit because it's an undead bastard.
Hey, it hits.
I know. That's... My second one always misses.
Yeah. Fuck.
Okay. Let's see. 7 damage, guys. Making some progress here. Woo!
Hey, that's like a whole 5 more than Leovar does around.
Hey, he's providing flank.
Yeah.
Vortex.
And we love and appreciate those flanks.
All right. Jess?
I'm just going to try to hit it with my last magic missile. 19.
You got it.
11 damage.
Okay. All right. The creature now dies.
What the fuck?
As you hit it with the last magic missile that you have, the magic seems to finally pierce the carcass, and you see it groan, and it lifts up its head, and you hear this gargly choking noise, and it starts to fall apart as you see the seams and the magic finally release from this thing, and it literally flops apart in big old hunking meat pieces, and just kind of blah, all over the place. It makes a horrendous gloshing noise as other liquids and things that were being held in now spill out from underneath it. What do you do?
Good God. I rush over to...
Gloshing. Gloshing. I've never heard of that word. That's a new word. Okay.
A new word.
So you're going to rush over to Ez, I assume?
Yeah, I'm going to rush over to Ez and pour a Cure Serious down his gullet.
Okay. As you do that, Leovar actually runs off towards the nearest gate and immediately pulls out his tools and starts working on it. You still have homeboy number 3 for the unicorn. I don't know if he has anything left, but...
I think he has 1 left, actually. So, yeah. He'll just go over to Gar and... 16 health?
Oh, huzzah.
Oh, sorry, not 16.
Oh.
12.
I was going to be like, that was an amazing cure light.
I was like, for some reason I was adding 8 instead of 5. And I'm like, So.
How much was the potion?
Oh, yeah.
Cure Serious?
Yeah. Yes. I'm not about to pour down a cure light and wait. We're going to get more health into him right now.
It's plus 5, right? Yeah.
Yes. I would think so. Minimum 23 health. Years.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. So you guys start to wake up. Those of you that were unconscious for part of this fight, wake up to the galoshing sound described earlier as this zombie dragon falls apart at your feet and unstitches itself and looks to be in pieces now. The smell here is even worse than the previous, somehow. You're not exactly sure how it can smell even worse, but it does. Leovar quickly pulls out his tools, runs up to the gates, and begins working furiously to try and open them. We still need to go by rounds. There is still technically stuff going on. So, however, I don't need initiatives. I just need
what we're doing.
What you're doing.
So, first round.
Conscious.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to chug a Cure Light potion. Please.
Okay, so for that would be the next round then.
Yeah.
Okay. You're chugging a Cure Light? Okay.
May I also chug one as well? I only have like 14 health.
Sure. You get 8 health. Karina, you get 7 health.
Okay.
I also do that?
Yep. You get 8
health. Can I get to Leo in one round?
Can you cap that up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get there in one round. He's 20 away.
Cool. I'm going to go wand Leovar for 6 health.
He says thank you.
I ask Leovar, does he want me to take that over?
You well, attempt on the other door.
You chug the potion this round, so you can move.
Okay.
Because we're still in rounds, so...
Okay.
So I believe open the lock.
Last I thought we said was a minute.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, so you could feel free to attempt on the other gate.
Okay, I'll walk up to the opposite one and give that a shot.
Oh, okay, so there's a slight difference. Disabling a device takes a lot longer. Opening a lock is actually not that long. Okay. You hear Leovar get a nice little clink, and you hear the lock come unlocked, and he slides it.
Never mind.
So is it the next round?
It can be the next round. I need everyone to make a listen check, however.
21 listen.
21 listen. Ez?
Same.
Rina?
I got a 19 for listen.
Yes.
6.
All right. So, everyone who got above a 20, you can hear the cackling of fire starting near you guys, and you can start to see billowing smoke start to come up from above the stairs. Do you guys run up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we drink a potion as we do that?
So if you drink a potion, you can't do anything else. You can move, but you can't take any other actions for the
round. You can't double move.
So, okay. I'll do that, at least.
So you're drinking a potion?
Yep.
Cure light?
Yep.
2 health.
Bare minimum. Those are the cure lights that they cut with water.
Ezra, do you move up the stairs?
Yeah.
Josh?
Yeah, I move up the stairs.
Brina?
Are we still attempting to open up these doors, or no?
Leovar opened it up.
All right, yeah, I'm following up then with my... switching out to Rock Cross.
Okay. And then you just want to follow up the stairs, Jess?
Bosgrim, do you want to grab your shield?
He'd have to go all the way back.
Okay, just want to make sure it's known.
Because the fire's coming from in front of us, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll get it on our way out.